Nigel Farage says tributes and ceremony to honor Queen show the best of Britain. By Kurt Zindelka on September 15, 2022. The outpouring of public tributes and the ceremony displayed in the constitutional monarchy system following the death of Queen Elizabeth II has shown the very best of Britain, Brexit leader Nigel Farage remarked. On Wednesday, the late British monarch's coffin and the imperial state crown was drawn by the King's troop Royal Horse Artillery from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Hall, with the King and the royal family following on foot. Along the majestic procession were thousands of mourners from the British public lining the route in somber observance. The Queen's body will lie in state in Westminster, where her coffin will be able to be viewed by members of the public, who have queued up for miles and overnight to say farewell to the longest reigning monarch in British history. Commenting on the splendour of the event and the character displayed by the public, Brexit leader Nigel Farage said on GB News, "It really was the most extraordinary, historic and I must say very solemn afternoon in London. I have to say a combination of that and what I've seen with the people lining up along the south bank of the Thames tonight to go and pay their respects, I genuinely, really, truly believe we are seeing the best of Britain. It's all being done in our own, rather gentle way, but it's being done brilliantly and people are responding to it enormously. Literally behind this window as I speak to you there are people filing over Lambeth Bridge, they're queuing for miles down the river. It's all very orderly." The day prior, Mr. Farage commented on how special the British constitutional monarchy was, saying, "If we didn't know just how special our system is, if we didn't know just how highly admired our country is around the rest of the world, just think about it, even in America under Biden, flags are flying at half-mast on the all US government buildings and military bases. Even in the European Union flags are flying at half-mast. This is a truly global event." Indeed, the Queen's official funeral, which will take place on Monday, is expected to be the most viewed event in history, with a projected 4 billion people expected to tune in. Mr. Farage also praised the performance of King Charles III in leading the nation following the death of his mother, saying that while he has had disagreements with the monarch in the past, he was impressed by the decision by Charles to give up his work as a green philanthropist in favor of performing his duties as the King of the Realm. "When I heard him say in the King's speech, he's giving up his charities. He's giving up the issues that he's campaigned for to get on with being a constitutional monarch, my heart sang," the Brexiteer said. Farage also noted at how much effort the 73-year-old king has put in over the past week. "The guy is working, not just working 18 hours a day, but he has to contain his own personal grief. He has to keep it together to show the nation the leadership that it wants at this difficult time." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.